The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on in the sports world, like they always are. Not the same kind of excitement in college football, but close when you think about it. Michigan had a little bit of a scare for a while, and the Buckeyes definitely had a scare for a while. Clemson? Nah. Alabama? Nah. Washington? They showed back up. Louisville? They did not. Wisconsin? They did. Kind of going through the top 10 in college football. But pretty amazing after the week that we had before, and then not as much excitement in college football, but could have been in a couple of games for those teams in the top five once again.
Could have been.
And then obviously the could have that did happen for Louisville against Houston. So amazing stuff as always that you'll see on the gridiron every week. And by the way, that is my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Good morning. I mean, you know, there's always going to be a lull that second last week of the regular season when the SEC insists upon playing those FCS opponents.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, they had some cupcakes for sure, man. I will agree with you 100%. But, again, Ohio State gets pushed and almost loses. Michigan had themselves a heck of a football game. And what I saw this week finally, brother, is I finally saw elements in the midst of things that are going on. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer. Automatically. So you can listen when and where you want. As many times as you want. On your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, man. Tons of things happening. NBA hoops. College football. Obviously, college football. NFL football. Not that much baseball. Some awards obviously given out. But baseball, for the most part, is taking a little pause. Giving the rest of the world time to kind of consume and intake what's going on in football, for the most part. But I do want to touch on something in the NBA, because we did take a quick break. But we'll talk about whatever's on your mind, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But we did talk a little bit in the break, and you know, if you're watching on Facebook, you can always get involved, by the way. It's very easy. 1-800-878-7529, or just shoot us some messages throughout, maybe what's on your mind, and I'll pick it up and see, and then obviously we can talk and share that with people as well. But I did notice this in the NBA. Indiana Pacers, Orlando Magic, both in the top eight but under 500 already, only 13 games into the season. So that means that teams like the Pistons, the New York Knicks, who are awful, the Milwaukee Bucks, who can be awful. I'm a Milwaukee guy, but they can be awful, man. The Miami Heat, they're awful. What a bunch of terrible moves they made, to be honest with you, when you think about it. The Brooklyn Nets, man, that's like – I can barely watch that. The Wizards, they've just completely fallen off. And that's amazing, because a couple of years ago, like, they were pretty good. And then there's the Sixers. We don't even need to talk about that. But now let's shift over to the West. And I'll be honest with you, man, it ain't that much better, okay? Yeah, you got the Clippers, who are very good, by the way. Very good. Golden State, we know they're very good. San Antonio, they're very good. Oklahoma City is a shock and somewhat of a surprise right now, Jeff, but I think they'll come back to earth a little bit more too. Russ can only do so much. I'll be honest with you there. And you know what? He does a lot, man. The guy's going to average a triple-double, so the dude does a lot of things. The Grizz, they're bad. The Rockets, they've got James Harden, man. And you know what he's doing is actually remarkable too, man. I mean, the way he's distributing the rock, unlike that guy. The Lakers, they're fun, I'll be honest with you. They're fun. They're fun to watch. Portland, I don't know what's up with them, man. I really don't. The Jazz, they can be interesting. And then you got the Nuggets, the Wolves, and Sacramento, and the lowly Phoenix Suns, who, by the way, lost to the Philadelphia 76ers. And then the Mavericks, who are the worst team in the league right now. Not the Sixers, by the way. Not the Sixers, but the Mavericks. So what I'm really trying to say, Jeff, I think the NBA kind of stinks. There's a couple few good teams. One or two in the East, and maybe three in the West. And that's it, man. That's all you got.
Who do you think is good in the East besides Cleveland?
I mean, again, record-wise, I think Atlanta's okay. And Toronto, look, you know what? Toronto earned a little bit of my street cred from what they pulled last year. They played a decent playoffs. Yeah, I know they lost to the eventual champs, but bottom line is they earned a little bit of respect.
So, all right, seven game series. We'll start with the Hawks.
Nobody can beat Cleveland. You don't have to go through that.
I'm not talking about Cleveland. I'm talking about how far through the West do you go before you get to where Atlanta would be slotted in the West. Are they better than Memphis? Are they better than Houston? I don't think in a seven game series that the Atlanta Hawks can even play on the same floor with the Houston Rockets. And we've seen how much of a joke the Rockets can be in the playoffs. But Harden's taking it to a new level. It doesn't seem to matter what the supporting cast is. It seems to, you know, they seem to cook and fade on the play of James Harden. And that's why, you know, as long as Houston's relevant, I think that he's the leading candidate for the MVP, despite what the Clippers are doing, which is sensational, and what Golden State's doing, which is somewhat expected, right?
Look, let's be honest. Relevant is kind of a weird word, because he's only relevant because, yeah, he's going to be in the MVP discussion. His team isn't relevant. Like you're saying, you know, about the East, there's one really good team, and that's the Cleveland Cavaliers. We know that they're going to get to the finals. It's like, why are they even playing the season, to be honest with you, man? No joke whatsoever. The West is a little bit more interesting because the Clippers are very good. They're not Warrior good when Warriors are the Warriors, but the Clippers are pretty darn good, man. And if you're playing like your A-minus or even your B game, B-plus game, I'll tell you what, the Clippers can beat the Warriors, man. I'm sorry, but they can beat the Warriors.
Is there a little bit of complacency with the Warriors? I mean, you know, they just did the unthinkable in the regular season a year ago. You know, they come up short in the finals, so they got to be a little bit hungry coming into the season. But, I mean, do they think that their place in June is assumed to represent the Western Conference? Or do you think that maybe they're a little humbled by the fact that the Clippers and San Antonio are close? It's not that San Antonio wasn't on their heels while they were on their record-breaking season a year ago. It's just, you know, it might be old hat, this whole regular season thing. And you know, I think Cleveland could fall into that trap too, even though they're playing pretty well this season. But, you know, I think that there's a level, just because of the expected result of, you know, what the regular season is going to set up for the tournament, for the playoffs. I don't know that one seed, two seed really matters in the case of Golden State anyway. I think that they could pretty much win anywhere as long as they're not on the tail end of a, you know, like a West Coast trip, which is where, or an East Coast trip, which is where all of their losses came, or most of their losses came from a year ago, or just circumstances of back to back or long road trips and things like that.
Look, man, bottom line is I think we know what's coming. Okay. I hate to say it. The NBA is so predictable. It's almost not even fun to watch. I hate to say it. I love basketball, man. So you have no idea how much it pains me to say that, but that is the flat out honest to God truth.
How do you think it's going in our own backyard? Do you think that that really affects our mindset here? You know, with both of us here in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, the Suns. You know, the Suns looked like they were on the cusp in Jeff Hornacek's first year. They cut bait with him after a couple of bad seasons. And, you know, with Watson, I don't know that it's going that much better, but they have to kind of grow into themselves. They got a lot of young talent there, a couple of lottery picks from, you know, this summer's draft on that team. I mean, is that a team that shows any level of promise, or is it going to be the same old since the 7 seconds or less Mike D'Antoni offense went away?
You know what? The Suns are terrible, and I know I see a lot of comments coming in on Facebook, and I appreciate it. I love it, so keep them coming. I have people talking about Wisconsin Badgers, throwing me some love that way, and you know what? Jeff knows my feelings on the Badgers in that poll. The Badgers got screwed. They're going to get screwed.
I don't think that they necessarily are,
Listen. Unless, obviously, they can win the Big Ten championship, and it doesn't matter for Ohio State in that sense. Ohio State wins out, Jeff. They become an automatic top four without having to win their conference championship. So it will be up to the Badgers. They do control their own destiny, okay? Bottom line, they do control their own destiny. So when people look at those polls, they're saying, hey, you know what, that the Badgers are on the outside looking in, and they may not get a chance. They control their own destiny. I want to make that very clear. And I also know that people are letting me know they can't hear the other side of the audio, and we're going to fix that somehow, some way. If you have any suggestions, Norbs, Cram, let us know, man. I'm all ears on how to figure out how you can listen to my other half. So, yes, it would make a lot more sense to you. But truth be told, the Badgers control their own destiny, Jeff.
I think they do. I think that they run into problems if they're playing Penn State in the Big Ten championship. I think that the pecking order, they would rather play Michigan. And that, you know, and if somehow Ohio State can get there, that would take Michigan State playing another game like they did on Saturday against Penn State in that final week of the regular season so that we can get either Ohio State or Michigan in that Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is there's still a lot of football to be played, man. And speaking of which, on the other side, and we're getting some tutelage on how to do this. Jeff, if you're looking at the feed, we've got someone sharing some info on how we can take this thing live on Facebook and so that they can hear both sides of the audio. But anyways, on the other side, we are going to hook up with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, and we're going to talk to him about what is going on in college football. So keep it close. A lot going on. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to get in on the conversation. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Hit Jeff up at By Jeff Rich. And then obviously hit us up here at Sports Byline USA. But so much happening in the sports world. There really is. And this is like your break away from what's going on in the real world with everything that's happening, which it's still happening. Believe me, man. And it's going to happen for a while. And you know what? Truth be told, we got to come together. We got to move on. But so do we. So take a quick pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone as just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, and a ton of things going on in the sports world. And yes, we are going to hook up with Seth Merenbloom from Campus Press Box here in just a moment. Talk to him about what's going on in college football, because that's what we do with him. Guy knows his stuff, by the way. Check him out, campuspressbox.com. Seth Merenbloom, the main man, our insider. But, Jeff, I want to get into something real quick. What did you think about how close Michigan State was able to play, obviously, the Ohio State Buckeyes, almost pulling off that shocker? Would you have gone for the two? I mean, I understand the quarterback situation and everything, but you're at home. I don't know, man. Why not get that game into OT?
I kind of agree with you here. You know, we've had this discussion before about an Ohio State opponent in the state of Michigan, and we talked about, you know, it was the final game of a game up in Ann Arbor, I want to say around 2013. I think it's when Ohio State went to the Big Ten Championship, lost to Michigan State, and then lost to Clemson in the Orange Bowl. But they were in this exact situation. Harbaugh, or actually it wasn't even Harbaugh, it was Brady Hoke, went for two. And Tyvus Powell intercepted the ball. Very similar result to what happened with O'Connor with Michigan State. I don't think that Michigan State's offense was geared up to have a do-or-die play like that. I think that they, you know, it had to have been D'Antonio's feeling that his team wasn't going to be able to outlast the Ohio State Buckeyes in overtime, even at home, even as poorly as Ohio State was throwing the ball. I mean, all you had to do was stack the box and prevent Mike Weber and Curtis Samuel from really running all over you and force JT Barrett to throw the ball, and he just didn't have his stuff on Saturday. But I do disagree with Mark D'Antonio's decision, even though I did agree with Brady Hoke's decision, even though it didn't work out several years ago there in Ann Arbor against the Buckeyes. But yeah, Michigan State should have been playing for overtime the way that that game was going.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world, and sometimes people make these funny comments when you're live on Facebook. And by the way, you can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to get involved on the program. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But we're going to bring in our college football insider Seth Merenbloom from Campus Press Box. Seth, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Can't complain. Look, man, I'm going to go back. I'm going to just start this conversation out with something that I said last week, and it holds water once again, if you ask me. Consistency. The Wisconsin Badgers go out there. They handle their business the way that they should. They score 49 points. Yeah, they gave up 20 or whatever. And you know what? That's almost like shocking when you think about it. Alabama, they had a lackluster performance. Let's be honest, man. They were unmotivated to play Chattanooga. And we know the reasons why. But at the end of the day, they win pretty convincingly too, giving up a field goal and then obviously holding the Chattanooga guys scoreless the rest of the way, and they put up 31. Louisville goes out and they get dominated by Houston, who is not a bad football team, let's be honest. They're pretty good, but they're not in the discussion. My point is that I really don't see consistency being rewarded, and that is the Wisconsin Badgers, because week in and week out they are who they are. They don't change. They don't falter. But again, I think they hold their own. They control their own destiny unless, like Jeff said, it winds up being Penn State. Then that's a much more difficult argument for them. You're hoping it's Michigan so that they can obviously go back and have a crack at a team in the top four and then earn their way to the conference or to the championship. But truth be told, consistency has not been rewarded thus far, at least in my humble opinion, for the Wisconsin Badgers by this committee.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about our discussion when these scores were rolling in throughout the day yesterday, and you know, Wisconsin really just having their way with Purdue. I was thinking back to that conversation of consistency that we had a week ago, and I mean, Wisconsin is absolutely in the playoff picture now, and I think something that could help them is you know, if the committee has a high opinion of the Big Ten overall, then that absolutely helps Wisconsin, regardless if they play, you know, Michigan or Penn State in the potentially in their conference championship game. I mean, I think either way, they stand a really good chance of beating either one of those teams. And if they beat Michigan or Penn State, they're both of those teams are ranked. Both of those of those teams are, you know, arguably in playoff contention, given, you know, where their ranking is. So yeah, you know, based on the consistency that Wisconsin has played with and the results that that consistency has produced, I think they are absolutely a legitimate contender for the playoff right now.
Let me ask you about another two-loss team. And by the way, good morning, Seth. The Oklahoma Sooners, they have really built on that 1-2 start. And, you know, I think that we've seen over the course of the season that Houston and Ohio State are legitimate football teams that might be able to beat a good team at a neutral site or even in Oklahoma's house. But that was a really long time ago. I think that Oklahoma's built a lot. I think that we've seen the emergence of Westbrook. The chemistry with Mayfield's even better than it was a year ago. I still think that their defense has flaws, as West Virginia exposed in the second half. So let me ask you this, as a pollster or as somebody that has influence on the college football playoff, how do I look at the second half of that West Virginia-Oklahoma game when West Virginia was able to bring that game back within 13 points before Oklahoma put it away? Do you punish Oklahoma at all for that?
Because it's against West Virginia, and West Virginia is at least an above-average team this year, I don't. I mean, the beginning of that game, it's snowing, it's, you know, The weather made the game interesting, and Oklahoma came out and, you know, early on anyway, really put their foot on Wisconsin's throat. Not Wisconsin, West Virginia, rather. You know, then, you know, the second half rolls around, and, you know, like I said on Twitter and to my wife, it's like, oh, it looks like a Big 12 game is getting ready to break out here in Morgantown. And, you know, a West Virginia team putting up some points on the board, it's kind of what they do. And when it's being played in Morgantown, I don't think that tarnishes what Oklahoma did last night or how they played for the full game. So I think Oklahoma right now is playing about as well as anybody in the country. They're just, especially offensively, they just have it humming.
Hey, would you say, Seth, that part of the reason why Ohio State maybe had a little trouble this week, and same thing with Michigan. Obviously, they opened it up there in the third quarter a little bit, but maybe it's about familiarity. These two teams know each other so well, or these four teams know each other so well. You play each other so often that you're going to have closer contests. Would you say that that's what happened here, or would you say that Ohio State and Michigan are kind of looking ahead?
I don't think they're looking ahead, just because of, you know, who their coaches are, and at least what's published about how they run their programs and what their personalities are like. I don't think Harbaugh or Meyer are looking ahead with their teams. I do think a lot of it has to do with how familiar the teams are with each other. You know, I also think, you know, with you know, Ohio State, Michigan State, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan, Michigan State, you know, they're all really rivalry games in the Big Ten. And when you're talking about rivalry games, and, you know, you're talking about a Michigan State team that had absolutely nothing to lose, because nothing is on the table for them anymore, based on how the totality of their season has gone. Yeah, I think a lot can happen in a rivalry type game, and those kids are just playing for pride, and, you know, just letting it all hang out to see what happens.
You have a lot of people from Michigan State that have shot for the moon the last couple seasons. So this is obviously a disappointing season, but you know, their give a darn factor has had to have gone away, and the pressure's got to be off Michigan State. So I respect those games. They gave Michigan a little bit of a fit early in East Lansing a couple weeks ago too. So that Michigan State team is a little bit better than their record indicates.
Oh yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, D'Antonio is he's a darn good coach. I mean, they may be down a little bit record wise right now, but the guy is just as good of a coach this year as he was last year. Even though, you know, the records between the 2 years are night and day. Exceptionally well coached team.
All right, hang tight. We got Seth Marenbloom checking out with us right now as what's going on in college football. We'll bring him back on the other side. We got Jeff Rich. We got the Dorf Man. I want thoughts, man. I want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports by Jeff Rich. And here at Sports Byline USA. Keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of scratching the floor every time you move the couch? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about furniture moving that's easy on the floors and your back right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
With the holidays approaching, there tends to be a lot of rearranging and shuffling in many homes. So here's a few tips to get the job done without calling a floor refinisher or the chiropractor. Try gluing bunion pads onto the bottom of the feet of tables and chairs so they can be moved easily without scratching the finish on the flooring. For heavier furniture, try using a piece of plush carpet under the legs, pile side down, or a heavy blanket to create a cushioned moving surface. If you don't have bunion pads, extra carpet, or a blanket handy, slip some heavy socks onto the legs or place each leg into a shoe made from the bottom half of a milk carton. The furniture will slide easier and your floors and back will thank you. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Hit Jeff up at By Jeff Rich. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're hanging out with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. I got a lot of people watching on the feed, popping in, here and out. making some comments. Love it. Absolutely love it. You can get on board with us too. 1-800-878-7529. All right, let's get back into this college football thing with our boy Seth Marenbloom. Any chance, Seth, that you were talking a little bit about Oklahoma, and truth be told, I was never worried about them getting that victory. Yeah, it got a little tight, a little close. West Virginia made a run. But realistically, is there anybody outside of the top with Louisville falling now? You know, Washington might have kind of put themselves back in, but like, who has a chance that's really on the outside looking in?
I mean, I still think it's Oklahoma, to be honest with you. And I thought it was Oklahoma even the beginning of last week. You know, simply because it, you know, the past couple of years, you know, there, it seems like we've had that team who was, you know, kind of in that 10 to 14 college football playoff ranking range, who, you know, worked its way into the top four. And Oklahoma, to me, was and is that team. You know, one, because they're playing really good football right now, and two, because, you know, they have consecutive games now that are all against ranked teams. So, you know, assuming they keep winning, those wins are going to have respectability with them.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is win, right? At the end of the day, if you get wins, you're going to be looked upon as a team that is pretty good. And that's why I'm holding out for Wisconsin. Again, like you said, I still think they've got a legitimate shot at getting themselves in a playoff. Look, Clemson, they got themselves back in the mix with a really nice victory. Alabama's just been Alabama. But again, I think consistency, you got to give the two most consistent teams, at least in my humble opinion, have definitely been number one being Alabama, and then number two, I give it to Wisconsin. They just, week in and week out, are the same. They don't give up a lot of points. And you know what? If they're not playing Michigan or they're not playing Ohio State, looks like they can score a lot of points. So, truth be told, that's a pretty good football team that may not wind up being in the playoffs.
Guys, it's almost as if four teams just isn't enough.
That's very true.
You know, I mean, I've heard that argument, Jeff, and it's an argument that I've made from time to time as well. And I don't necessarily think that a four team playoff is a broken system, you know. But on the other hand, I wouldn't object to a 6-8 team playoff either, provided that it truly rewarded, you know, maybe some of these non-Power 5 schools that are still, you know, really, really having really good football seasons. But I could also see a scenario where if it was 6 or 8 teams, it just, you know, rewards like the second place team in the SEC and that sort of thing.
I think it's kind of a shame when you talk about these non-Power Fives that Houston's having such a great season, but they're 8-2, and you know they're obvious. I think that they're quite obviously on a higher tier than the Western Michigans and even the Boise States of the world. And we've seen what Northern Illinois has done as the MAC champion or a MAC juggernaut when they get to these bowl games and they lose to a third place Mountain West team like Utah State, or they get destroyed by Marshall or Boise. I mean, you know, undefeated in the MAC, you know, no disrespect to those wins over the Big Ten teams that PJ Flex Western Michigan team did beat, but I don't know if undefeated in the MAC is equivalent to 10-2 in the American or 10-2 in the Mountain West Conference, especially when you play BYU as a non-conference opponent.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, PJ Fleck has done an incredible job at Western Michigan, and you know he has beat his teams have beaten some Big Ten teams, but those Big Ten teams that he's beaten to my memory have not been, you know, Urban Meyer in his Ohio State teams. You know, but then you look at Tom Herman and what he's done at Houston, and I, even in saying this, I still think, you know, the legend of Tom Herman is a bit overblown. But, you know, he takes his Houston team to play Oklahoma at the beginning of the year and beats them.
Seth, let me ask you this. With the college playoff system the way it is right now, people thought it would be better. I'm not so sure it's any better, to be quite honest with you, because we feel like two, three, maybe even four teams are being left out of the party. So in my humble opinion, the only way to make it better is to finally get to that number of six or eight. How do you feel about the current situation of what the playoff system has upon us right now?
Well, something that I find interesting is, you know, the albeit few times that I've seen the college football playoff poll placed side by side with what the BCS poll would look like. There's a lot of consistency there. So, I mean, I think that's something to congratulate the human committee that puts this playoff poll together. Only having four teams in it, I think ultimately it's what the leaders of college football really want. It's ultimately what the networks and, you know, media outlets really want, because it keeps all of us talking about it. And I think it keeps all of us talking about it in a way that's different than talking about the NCAA tournament in, you know, out of the 64, 65, 66 teams, you know, which one team was left out. I think it generates a buzz, keeps us all talking. It's good for business across the board, even if it isn't necessarily great for the overall game.
So yeah. In answer to the question, do you like the way it is? Yes or no?
I would lean towards yes.
Is it perfect, or could it be better? Could it be fixed?
Oh, it could absolutely be better. Nothing is perfect. If they expanded it to six or eight teams, you know, I mean, you can make a case that still wouldn't be perfect.
We don't need to see an Arkansas State team that was 0-4 in non-conference play Alabama as an 8 seed. I don't think as the basketball tournament, which, you know, has a lot of throwaway games on Thursday and Friday, and especially on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on, fellas. With all due respect, I kind of disagree, because I think Wisconsin, as a number 7 team as they currently are, could go in there and battle and play with anybody in the country. I hate to say it. That defense is good enough that they can hold teams to being pretty ordinary.
But they've lost to two teams that are in the field if the season ended today, which it obviously wouldn't without Ohio State playing Michigan. But, you know, the regular season has to mean something, and those two losses do have to mean something. I'm not saying that they can't come back from that, but they're in a hole because they lost two football games, Dorf.
But right.
Right. But they lost to two teams that are in the top four, so that's the only type of team that can beat them. Does that make sense?
But they've eliminated them. We don't need to see those games at the end of the year, because we've already seen those teams play each other. When you have 125 teams, you can't have these rematches. I'm still a little upset that LSU played Alabama in a rematch after a sensational yet low scoring regular season game that they played.
Yeah, but see,
that's where we
totally disagree, because truth be told,
well, you're saying the results don't matter.
No, I am saying they matter. Those results are so darn close that I'd rather see those two teams play again than see them play some other team. Like, that's my logic behind it. I want to see the best teams compete, man. And the way that you have it set up, the best doesn't have to play the best all the time. So, if Michigan or Ohio State or Wisconsin are the best in the Big 12 or the Big 10 at that point, then I want to see those games again at the end of the year. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if LSU happens to be the best team and they play Alabama early and lose, give them another chance at them, beating them in the game, in the SEC championship game. Why not? That's what makes college sports so great, man.
Well,
that's what makes sports so great in general.
Well, in 2006, when Ohio State and Michigan were 1-2, they play a 3-point game where the home team wins by 3 points. The only reason we got Florida-Ohio State in that in that national championship that season. And, you know, the results speak for themselves with Florida. The only reason we got that rather than a rematch between Ohio State and Michigan was because that game was already played. And whether it's played at the end of November or the beginning of October is immaterial. The season is too short. We need to see more dynamic with teams playing each other in order to determine who the best team is.
I mean, personally, man, if Louisville could go play Clemson again to see who is the best in that one, when they lost to them, you know, in an unbelievable football game, I'd like to see it. Seth, am I crazy, man? But I think I want to see the best teams play each other. I don't care if it's two times. I want to see them play twice. And if a team loses in the beginning of the year, give them a chance to go out there and redeem themselves at the end of the year.
Yeah, I didn't mind seeing Alabama play LSU again in the championship game a few years ago. I think what we're getting at is just the desire to see you know, quality football games, you know, against two quality teams. And yeah, and I don't as I listen to the two of you guys go back and forth, I don't think that the way to go about doing that is would necessarily be to expand the number of teams in the playoff. I think the way to do that is to give just the overall bowl season more meaning and not have so many bowl games where you have five-win teams because of their APR being in a bowl game. I mean,
that doesn't take away from the playoffs. That takes away from the rest of the other bowl games. And that's why I would put six or eight teams that would play in that playoff, because it gives more credence to that. All these other, you're right, there's 5-5 teams. All you got to do is be 5-5 and you get yourself a bid to a bowl game. And I think it's over half of the Division I teams that are playing in bowl games these years. So it's kind of a joke when you think about all the bowls. But the only thing that really matters now is that playoff, at least in my humble opinion, man.
Oh, I agree with that. That the only thing that really matters is, you know, is the playoff. I completely agree with that.
So, truth be told, why not make it where you could have six or eight teams, and you could have that wild card that gets hot and really makes a name for themselves and runs the table at the end of the year? That's all I'm saying, man. I don't want to make it like the NCAA tournament either, fellas. That is its own special, unique tournament, and now they're trying to figure out how to make this better. It's not better. I hate to say it. It ain't better. Seth, I'm going to give you the final word because we got to take a quick pause for the cause.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely a step forward when college football went to a playoff format. So, you know, even with only four teams, I think the championship really is still ultimately decided on the field, much more so than it was with the BCS.
Jeff, do you echo that or what?
For the most part, yes.
All right, man. I'm all alone here, but honestly, man, I just think that when you bring in that element of surprise and shock and that little wild card, it makes these other teams either show up or crumble like a cookie. And more often than not, we see them crumble like a cookie. But anyway, Seth, as always, man, really appreciate you taking time out. Can't wait to talk to you next week, man.
Of course.
Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box joining us as he does each and every week. Anyways, man. Oh, I know. I hear you, Jeff. Oh, wait. Oh, you can do it on the way back, man. Anyways, keep it close. One final segment of this hour. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, in case you did not know. Not the same type of excitement that we had a week ago in college football when you had 2, 3, 4, 8, and 9 all go down. But Ohio State got pushed once again. Michigan got pushed once again. And there's still a lot of football to be played. That's the one thing that I'm going to take away from the weekend of college football. And by the way, every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern time, 9 to 11 Arizona time. But 11 to 1 Eastern time, every Sunday, we are live. And we want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. And check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, real quick, what's going on with Charlie String?
Charlie Strong, man. Sounds like he's not going to have a job in 2017. We're going to find out if he's even going to be able to coach the team against TCU next week. Texas cannot lose to Kansas in football. It just can't happen. Charlie Strong was way over in over his head when he took this job with Texas, and their bar is just far too high in Austin. This is not the days of old.
You know what, man? It's crazy how they have fallen off. You know, they started out scoring a bunch of points, running up all kinds of offense, and being that juggernaut, but you know what? You are who you are, and they're just not that good. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is on the horizon, so keep it close. Keep us on Facebook. We'll be back with all of you. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All I can say is he is the real deal.
President-elect Donald Trump referring to retired General David Mattis, one of nine people Trump met with yesterday at his New Jersey golf club. The retired general is considered likely to be named defense secretary. President-elect Trump also meeting with former rival Mitt Romney, who told reporters after his meeting with Trump.
We had a far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance.
Though Romney would not confirm reports, he's being considered for Secretary of State in the Trump administration. Authorities in India say over 100 people were killed when a train derailed early today. 14 cars in the 23-car train flew off the tracks at about 3 a.m. They're still looking for possible survivors. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's Identity Theft Insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This hack. Hacking is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, one in four Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844.
As far as we know, Donald Trump has not received an apology he wants from the cast of the Broadway hit Hamilton. Here's Tina Douglas.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence was greeted with a mix of boos and cheers Friday night when he took his family to see the musical. After the show, Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Aaron Burr, called on Pence from the stage asking him to work on behalf of all of us. Saturday morning, Trump tweeted that the cast should apologize to Pence for being rude.
The first major winter storm of the season, dumping over a foot of snow before today's over in the Great Lakes region from Michigan to upstate New York, and a blast of frigid Canadian air is expected to drive up those snow totals through Monday night in the Adirondack Mountains and in the eastern Great Lakes. Forecasters say temperatures in that region could get to 30 degrees below what they were just on Friday. Winter storm warnings in effect for parts of northern Michigan, upstate New York, and northern Vermont. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
President Obama in Peru for the final stop on what's being regarded as his foreign farewell tour. Speaking in Lima yesterday, Obama spoke of the accomplishments made in moving the United States closer to Latin America.
During my presidency, the United States recommitted itself to the region in partnership with your countries based on mutual interest and mutual respect. We increased trade. We stood up for democracy and human rights. We opened a new relationship with Cuba.
The president due to return to Washington tomorrow morning. The latest trio of crew members have arrived at the International Space Station, including an American.
Docking occurring at 3:58 p.m. Central Time, 4:58 p.m. Eastern Time.
That Soyuz capsule carrying American Peggy Whitson, as well as a Russian cosmonaut and French astronaut, docking with the ISS yesterday. The 56-year-old Whitson serving her third mission on board the station and becoming the oldest woman in space. She made history in 2007 when she became the first female commander of the International Space Station. She'll be serving as commander again on her latest mission. Meanwhile, a revolutionary weather satellite heads into space as well.
Elevating environmental intelligence to new heights and saving lives.
The GOES-R satellite launching yesterday on an Atlas V rocket from Cape Canaveral. It's designed to give forecasters updated weather info more quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. College football, man. Good stuff as always. Not the big shocking weekend when you had 2, 3, and 4 and 8, 9 go down. But still some close, shocking games. And then Louisville. That's all I can say about college football. We got a big day in the NFL to talk about. Those Dallas Cowboys, do they have problems? What's up with Tony Romo, man? Making that crazy letter. Like, they don't need any drama, man. Things are going pretty darn good. And like Jerry said, they're going to go with that hot hand, which is Dak. How you feel about that, Jeff? By the way, my partner in crime, tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich, what's up, man?
You know, if you've ever seen Jerry Maguire, you know the whole movie is based on a manifesto that he wrote at the beginning that just went against all conventional wisdom and made him basically toxic to his market. And I think that Tony Romo's done just that. Who wants a loser like that that's willing to, you know, respect the side? I mean, yeah, sure, it's respectful, but that's not a winning attitude, man. I don't want Tony Romo on my team, as good as he is.
Look, man, you got to just leave things alone. You know, you're a guy that's used to the limelight, and now Dak is kind of taking it. So keep it real, bro. Anyways, we got to keep it real. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back.
You know, once the temperature really starts to drop, your utility bills will start going up. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some simple ways to keep them under control right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. We often talk about things like adding insulation to your attic and replacing drafty windows to make your home more energy efficient, but those things do take time and money. There are, however, some really simple things you can do to make a big impact on your utility bills.
First, set back your thermostat about 10 degrees when you're away from home for 8 hours or more. You'll shave as much as 10% off your energy bill without sacrificing any comfort. Check your furnace filter and replace it if it's dirty. That dirt makes it work harder to heat the house, so it's much less efficient. Finally, make sure that your south-facing windows aren't blocked so that they can collect all of that free solar heat during the daylight hours. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Jennings in the flat pot. Jarrell Adams, the touchdown for New York. First career touchdown for the rookie out of South Carolina. This works beautifully. Tyler Eifert, look at the tight end run all the way inside the 10-yard line. After the fake, it's a touchdown to A.J. Green. That didn't take long for Cincinnati to respond. Manning wide open. Beckham, he got free. For a New York touchdown. Second and six. Now Jeremy Hill walks in for a touchdown. And Cincinnati takes advantage of the great kickoff return to retake the lead. Going for the lead right now. Manning, touchdown. Sterling Shepard. And they're an extra point away from going on top.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'll tell you what the hell's going on, Vince. It's Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Tons of things happening, man. College football has been just awesome. You can't beat it. You just can't beat it. It's just so fun to watch. Week in and week out, you never know what's going to happen. It's the same thing with the NFL. It's the same thing in the NFL, Jeff. You never know what's going to happen. You just got these great games, these great matchups. And then we sit here and we break them down and we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. But truth be told, man, these are just phenomenal athletes that we get an opportunity to watch week in and week out, every Sunday, every Saturday. That's what I know that the Dorf Man is geared and locked into for the most part, man. But what's going on? Bottom line is, what's the game you can't miss today? What's up, Teresa Reef, by the way, on Facebook? What's up? How you doing? What's your favorite game today, man?
The game I can't miss on Sundays, you know, we do this show live 11 to 1 Eastern time every Sunday morning on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
That's true. We are live every Sunday Eastern time, 11 to 1 on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Definitely. People should check us out. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Go ahead, man.
I mean, I don't even think there's a close second. I think it's Seattle and Philly. I mean, playing to really show their stuff and see who one of the better teams in the NFC is. I don't think there's a best team in the NFC. I think that there is a best team in the AFC. I think it's New England Patriots. Based on what I've seen, I think the Oakland Raiders are pretty good too, but I'm really looking forward to see it, just how good Philadelphia can be on the road at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, where it is loud, and there is still a good football team in Seattle.
But not only that, you got them coming off of a great win over the Patriots, where they held them at the goal line. So you know what? Seattle has a lot to prove today too, that was no fluke, that they're for real, and that, you know what, they're still the monsters in the NFC. And you know what, there's a hungry bunch in the Dallas Cowboys. Let's be honest, dude, they've got a big game against Baltimore, who I don't think a lot of people give enough respect to. They somehow find ways to win football games week in and week out. They're on top of that division, and you can say what you want about the division. Bottom line is, Baltimore wins week in and week out. Joe Flacco wins. They got an interesting matchup against the Cowboys, who I guarantee you are thinking a lot about the Seattle Seahawks, because that is a potential matchup for us in the NFC playoffs, man.
I think that the Dallas Cowboys are young enough now with enough leadership around them. I mean, obviously, I'm talking about Dak and I'm talking about Zeke. And I mean, they found a way to win that game. They have a good kicker. So, you know, they were already in field goal range, but for Zeke to run away, it's reminiscent of the way that he dominated the college football landscape for the two seasons that Urban Meyer had him starting there. And I just think that Dallas is just too good. I don't think Baltimore belongs on the same field with them. I think that football on the whole, you know, and I don't mean to counter your point on the whole, but I see the NFL as a product becoming more vanilla, regressing back to that thing that's happening on Sunday that was going on in the mid-90s. And I have a different perspective, too. I'm trying to enjoy the game on the whole. You know, I've got a little bit of a preference for the Arizona Cardinals. Cleveland Browns, forget about them. You know, not even worth my time, quite frankly.
Not even really worth the mention, dude. Why'd you even say that? You kind of ruined the show by mentioning the Cleveland Browns.
There I go. Well, you know, I'm about to mention the Cincinnati Bengals, which just ruins everything. But, you know, I'm looking across the slate of games, and you ask me what the most interesting game is. I think that Brady going back to, you know, actually playing against the 49ers in the Bay Area for the first time in his career is interesting. But I'm not going to be watching that game if I got to pick between the Philly-Seattle game and watching a very terrible San Francisco 49ers team host the New England Patriots. I mean, that game's at 11.5, and I really want to ask you, because I know you like to look at the numbers and everything, and I got to ask you, where's the money at today, man?
Yeah, I mean, we got a new segment. We're going to name this segment right now. The new segment today, right here on Dorf on Sports, is Where's Dorf's Money At? And Dorf's money today, in all honesty, would be in a couple places. Okay? There's a few games that I actually like. And look, the bottom line is you hit on one of them because you said your loyalty is to the Arizona Cardinals. Look, my loyalty is not to the Arizona Cardinals. My loyalty is to the Green Bay Packers. First and foremost, I am a Green Bay Packer fan, and only a Green Bay Packer fan. And I will always just be a Green Bay Packer fan, no matter how good these Arizona Cardinals are, no matter how good anybody is. I am fans of individuals of other teams, but I will never claim another team.
I'm not claiming the Cardinals. And I think that we've had this discussion before. It's just like you said, you know where my loyalties lie, and you know, most of our listeners at this point should know that the Pittsburgh Steelers should easily cover the 9 today, and we don't need to talk about my team any further.
Look, and I am absolutely not calling you out. I know you are a true blue dude that loves all of his Cleveland teams. But the bottom line is, there are people out there, guaranteed, that have 2, 3, 4 teams that when one goes bad, they go to the other one. And if you feel like I'm talking to you, I'm sorry. I'm not necessarily talking to you. But if you feel like I am, then you're reading too much into this, and I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you, Jeff, by the way. Go ahead, man.
Do you feel like there's a little bit of a bandwagon now that the Cowboys are good again, that maybe some
– Absolutely, man.
The neighbors here in Arizona, a little frustrated with the mediocre record of the Arizona Cardinals, looking at young
– Absolutely. Think about it. Think about it. Yeah, think about it. Before the Arizona Cardinals, who do people have here? They had the Dallas Cowboys. That's who they rooted for here in Arizona. It's no wonder – it's absolutely no wonder. Okay, so I'm getting something here, and hold on. I want to read this here real quick, man. Okay, cool. So Jim McCurdy, remember the guy that called us in? By the way, Jim is no joke, man. He's at Barry U, and I know he knows his stuff when it comes to the sports world. So Jim, when Jim speaks to me on Facebook, I listen to him. He's got somebody that he wants us to talk to. And Jim, be in touch with me, and we'll absolutely make that happen, brother. Do not worry about it. Shoot me a message, a private message on Facebook, and we'll make that happen. Absolutely. I appreciate you chiming in once again. But truth be told, man, there's a couple of games, and this segment is called Where's Dorf's Money At? And Dorf's Money today is at one of these spots right here. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I know the Arizona Cardinals are a little bit banged up, Jeff, in their secondary. But I also know that the Minnesota Vikings are reeling. They have no offensive line. Well, they do, but for some reason it's kind of gone on a hiatus. Their defense, for some reason, has also left them a little bit. Their running game is bad. Sam Brady is Sam Brady. Or I'm sorry, Sam Bradford is Sam Bradford. He is no Tom Brady is what I was really trying to say. And truth be told, the Minnesota Vikings are just not that good. So my money is definitely with the Arizona Cardinals, who are getting 2 points on the road today. And with that being said, we got to take quick pause for the cause. So we'll be back on the other side. We got Shane Koenig joining us on the other side. We're going to talk to him about so many things. He's an insider for us on college football and NFL football and NBA basketball. So we can go anywhere with that cat. But truth be told, a lot going on in the sports world. And I have a couple other places where my money may be at too. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We are talking.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Okay.
You're my friend. I don't want you. Make my bed.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't need to wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Heaven help us.
Absolutely, heaven help us, man. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I don't know, man. I'm just not down with that guy. I'm sorry. I'm just not down with him. And I don't even want to go into it, man. I just don't.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair. And you know, there's not too much more to say about it. We're going to have to go into wait and see mode on a lot of this stuff. That's all I'm going to say. And you know, we're going to have to wait and see how these games turn out today, my man.
That's true, too. Wait and see is right here in front of us. It's not only for the next 4 years and maybe eight, which is crazy to think about, but whole different subject, whole different time, and I just don't have the time for that right now. But I do have time to talk sports, man. I do love talking football. I love talking NFL. I love talking to you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter, at Dorf on Sports, at By Jeff Rich. At Sports Byline USA. Check us all out and give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Let's go through some of these games, man. We got Tennessee playing the Colts, and I believe the Colts are -3. I'll give you a couple of my picks, and we're going to try to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, so we'll get him when we can. But in the meantime, Jeff and I got you covered, no worries. But Colts -3 at home. Jaguars +5.5. That line's kind of moving around. A lot of late money must be going on the Jags. And, I mean, look, there's no reason for it because the Lions are probably a better football team, but the Jags have a way of keeping themselves in football games. Buccaneers +7 at Kansas City, and that's probably right. Kansas City can be very good, to be honest with you. They turned it on in the second half a week ago. They really did. They shut down Carolina. And I'll tell you what, they're another team like Baltimore that I was talking to you about, Jeff. They just win. They really do. Kansas City is just consistent. They're steady. They win week in and week out. So they're giving up 7 at home to the Buccaneers. Bears are getting 7 at the Giants. There's really no interest in that game. I think the Giants are
so underwhelming. Was that not just a terrible Monday Night Football game? I mean, it was a 1-point game between two very mediocre teams that aren't going anywhere, that don't have a drastic, you know, don't have anything exciting on the horizon. This just goes back. I look at Cincinnati and the Giants on that Monday Night Football game, and it did come after a great Sunday Night Football game. I don't think that it gets much better than what we saw last Sunday between two of the league's best. You know, a game that we've seen as a Super Bowl before. But on the flip side of that, you get Chicago and the Giants, two giant markets that do nothing for the National Football League at the moment.
Yeah, not a good matchup in general. Just two teams that are not that good. I think the Giants will win that one.
I'm pretty excited about Tennessee. I think that they've got something going on there. They look like they're actually taking all this young talent that they're accumulating and they're putting it together. And you know, in that AFC South, we'll see what happens in Mexico with the Raiders. But I think the Raiders come away with a victory in front of a lot of their own fans that they're going to see down there in Mexico. And I think that the AFC South is just wide open, and Tennessee might go from having the first pick in the draft to to actually winning their division and making the playoffs. I think that'd be pretty crazy, and I think it's very possible at this point.
Well, not only that, they really realize that they do have themselves a franchise quarterback in Mariota, so the guy can play. He's legit. We saw what he did against the Packers, and look, sometimes you just got to believe in what you got, and we're going to get to that point here in just a moment because there's a couple other interesting games. Tennessee, we've gone through all that stuff. We're down to Arizona. Like I said, that's where some of my money is at today. Arizona +2 at the Minnesota Vikings, who are absolutely going the wrong way, if you ask me. I would put my money on the Arizona Cardinals today. I'm not a Cardinal fan necessarily. I get to see them a lot, obviously, because I live in the Valley of the Sun, but we all know Dorfman's a Green Bay Packer fan. We got Jim. Jim has someone that we can talk to about the Giants. So absolutely, we definitely want him, Jim. Get in touch with me, like I said, and let's next week, whatever, man. We would love to talk to somebody from the Giants about what's going on there. But moving on here, the Buffalo Bills, they play the Cincinnati Bengals. They're getting two Bengals in Buffalo. That's another, like you said, blah game. The Ravens and Cowboys, I think that's a great game, man. I really do. The Ravens are getting 7. I think that that's going to be an interesting, a very interesting game.
Why do the Ravens excite you?
They don't excite me, man, but they win, okay? And again, man, I'm about consistency, dude, and there's something to be said for that. Think about what's happened to the Ravens over the years, man. Think about what took place for them with Ray Rice and all that nonsense. They've moved on, and there's something to be said for that. At least to me, they're humble. They go about their business. They took their lumps, but they just move on, and they continue to win. That there's something to be said about that, man.
Yawn. 5-4. I mean, on top of a bad division, on top of a traditionally good division that's very, very average this year, like a lot of teams in the NFL. That's why I'm so excited about the Patriots and the Seahawks and the Cowboys, because those are the only teams worth watching. It's kind of flip-flopped. College football's got some parity, and the NFL is so top-heavy right now that it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs, and anything can happen over the last couple weeks of the season here, but I mean, just look at all these division leaders that, like, 5-4 and 6-3. I mean, I like the dominant teams. I like watching
again,
the Cowboys,
man,
find ways to win.
You're thinking too much because everybody else is kind of on the same page with you. Everybody's going at me week in and week out about the Green Bay Packers and how bad they are. And I agree, man, they're a bad football team. So we're on the same page as far as that goes. But the one thing that we're not on the same page is that no matter what, how bad they are, they're still one game back. They just have to stay there. They hold the tiebreakers over everybody in the division, at least at this point. So, look, all you have to do is get into that tournament. We've seen it many times before where a wild card team in baseball, a wild card team in the NFL gets hot, and they have a great run, and they get through the playoffs. So, again, man, anything can happen. It's all about when you get healthy, how you're healthy, and get yourself in the playoffs, and that's all that matters, Jeff.
I mean, the tournament is the tournament, but I mean, home field advantage and the bye weeks. I mean, the teams at the top are so good that I don't think that there's going to be any ambushing. I don't think that there's going to be any surprises there.
Look, there is no surprise in the sense that the Patriots are going to be there. Seattle's going to be there. We know that. We know this. There are wild cards in there, though, that do happen, and we've seen them take place. So I'm not going to say that they can't happen and that they won't happen, because they may or they may not. But to just go with the obvious is so easy, okay? That's truth, man. It's so easy. But a hot Aaron Rodgers is as good as Tom Brady or anybody else in the league. So, again, be healthy. Get in the tournament, and let's see what happens.
They're the best team in the AFC North. I've mistakenly thought it was the Vikings at one point. Now, you know, I know that they're above them in the standings. And they have the head-to-head. And it's just so easy to get into the same patterns with the Lions where, you know, oh, the Lions are back. Oh, they figured it out. They've put it together. Jim Caldwell knows what he's doing.
They're the lie-downs for a reason.
I mean, 7-9. I mean, 5-4, that results in 7-9 or worse.
Look, again,
for the Lions. But
you know what? That may be who wins the division, and that just may be the way the cards fall this year, man. The 7-9 could win the NFC's North Division this year. 8-8 or 9-7. Somebody wins with a record like that. It is what it is, man. But they get themselves in the tournament, and there's
what's a wild card? What's going to be the NFC wild card? Who the sixth seed is going to have? What a
Maybe the Cardinals
at 6-9-1.
No, not the Cardinals. The Cardinals will be better than 6-9-1.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, because I mean, mediocrity is being rewarded this year in the NFL, and we're overlooking teams just because of the fatigue that we have with the Seahawks and the Cowboys. You know, the AFC is a little bit of a different picture, but when you look at this NFC, it's up for grabs. I mean, there's plenty of third place teams that could walk away with division crowns.
Look, the bottom line is this year, you're right, in the NFL, there have been some teams that have separated themselves. The New England Patriots always separate themselves. They're definitely a team that's better than anybody else. Houston, I know it's not sexy, but they've separated themselves a little bit from the rest of their pack. But like you said, Tennessee has a shot to be somewhat relevant for themselves.
They have a better quarterback. You know, I'm sorry. I love ASU. I love my Sun Devils, and I love Brock Osweiler for, you know, everything that he's been able to do in his career.
Sure,
but
sure.
He's not going to be able to carry that franchise. Bill O'Brien needs a better signal caller on the field to really get them over the hump when they start playing the juggernauts of the AFC, because it hasn't been pretty. And because it hasn't been pretty, that indicates that it probably will really not be pretty when they play some of the better teams, when they start playing the New Englands and the Oaklands.
Yeah, and look, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, as we know. And American Forces Network, we're saying hello, what's going on? We loved you guys. We appreciate you guys. It just, obviously, it warms our heart that you do what you do so that we can obviously do what we do here on the radio. And man, we'd love to hear from somebody that is serving right now. 1-800-878-7529 or anybody, whatever's on your mind about what's going on in the football and everything else that's happening in the world right now. We'll take it. We love to hear what's on your mind. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Is your kitchen ready for holiday entertaining? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about giving your old laminate countertops a new life right after this.
The kitchen is often the center of entertainment in the home, but it's also one of the main sources of pollutants. That's why it's important to ventilate your kitchen properly. Make sure to use your kitchen range hood every time you cook and to keep the hood on for at least 10 minutes after you've finished cooking. Many Barone range hoods feature an automatic delay timer, which can help you accomplish your ventilation hands-free. You can learn even more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
If you're tired of looking at that old countertop, but installing new ones isn't in the budget, there might be an easier answer. Believe it or not, you can paint that tired old laminate with a brand new color of your choice. Countertop paints are special coatings designed specifically for giving laminate countertops, cabinets, and furniture a brand new look. Some don't even require a primer, though the surface does have to be completely clean and dry before you apply the new finish. You can choose from a variety of colors, and the cured coatings are moisture and chemical resistant. Look for a product that also inhibits the growth of mold and mildew, which often leave stubborn stains. That will ensure that your new countertop keeps looking good longer. So spice up your kitchen for the holidays without breaking the bank. I'm Danny Lipfrey with tips for today's homeowner.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Going through these games, man, we haven't really gotten that far. We're through about, let's see. All right, we were at the Ravens getting 7 at the Cowboys. And I don't know, man, I just think they hang. I just think they hang. I don't know why, but Dallas wins, but they keep it close.
I think everybody's waiting for the homer pick. Yeah, what happens between the Washington, D.C. football team and the Green Bay Packers?
The homer pick. Well, Green Bay Packers, a road dog getting 3. That's basically like an even matchup.
Right.
So with that being said.
And you know I kid. You know I kid, my man. I know that you're capable of stepping out of the cheese head to to tell your listeners the truth about what you believe from your experience of watching and, you know, putting money in the right places on these National Football League games.
You know what? My money's still with Aaron Rodgers. A couple guys that they're getting back are key. You're going to have Clay Matthews back on that field. And I think we're going to have a couple guys back on the field offensively that are going to help out too. So I like the Green Bay Packers on the road, man. I really do in the Sunday night game.
Yeah. Did I ask you to give me a pick on the Cardinals v. Minnesota? I think that we agree that Minnesota stinks. So I think that
that's where my money's at today. I told you that's where Dorf's money's at is the Arizona Cardinals +2 on the road against a reeling Minnesota Viking team like you're talking about. Yeah. I think a lot of money would be wisely spent on the Arizona Cardinals today.
All right. What do you think of Tampa Bay at Kansas City?
Kansas City, man, another team. I think they're good, man. I really do. They win. I think it's close, though. This is a game that's going to be wild. You got Winston, who is obviously a guy that can make things happen with his feet and his arm, and but he also makes a lot of mistakes. We know that. So, and Kansas City is just kind of they're steady, man. They win. So I'm going Kansas City, but closer than 7 points.
Other than maybe the Cardinals, and you know, I don't know if you just have them to cover the two or to win straight up. I mean, do you see one of these healthy underdogs like maybe Jacksonville at Detroit getting 6, where they could actually pull off the straight up win on the money line?
I like Jacksonville for some weird reason, man. I just there's something about the Lions, like you were saying. I don't trust them. I don't believe in them, and I just can't. I can't invest in somebody I don't trust. With that being said, that's just a game I probably wouldn't go after it, but since you're asking, yeah, I would take those points and think that Jacksonville is going to play them relatively tough, thinking that the Packers beat Jacksonville on the road and, the Packers beat the Detroit Lions already at home. So just with that logic, I'm going to go with Jacksonville making it a close game.
What do you think of this Monday night matchup? I mean, probably didn't look great on paper. You know, a lot of speculation. Both these teams could be turning the corner. I'm talking about the Houston Texans and the Oakland Raiders. They're going to play in Mexico City. Monday night football, 6:30 Arizona time, however that translates, But needless to say, we've actually have a good football game being played on foreign soil where these teams aren't, jet lagged and everything else that comes with traveling to Europe. Game in Mexico, probably a pretty neutral crowd, maybe a little bit slight advantage to the Raiders there as far as the atmosphere there. But, you said Houston's been getting it done. It hasn't been sexy. Oakland's been a little bit sexy. Derek Carr's the real deal, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Los Raiders that one, buddy. I think they have a huge advantage, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for them over the Houston Texans. But with that being said, I think maybe they're just a better football team, to be honest with you, too. The Raiders are finally good. It's weird. The Raiders are relevant and the Cowboys are relevant. When is the last time we could say that in the same sentence, man? Seriously.
It's been a really long time because there were some really lean years between Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. And even most of the Romo era has been pretty lean for the Dallas Cowboys. So they're finally back on the scene and they're doing, they're not doing it with Jason Garrett, and Tony Romo just kind of getting it done. I mean, they're doing it with the exciting running back of Ezekiel Elliott, and they're doing it with, they've turned the page a quarterback. They've just been so star-crossed with Romo. He's got some career-threatening injuries going on. If they could completely wipe the slate clean and let Dak Prescott just build on everything that he's done his rookie season, even if they don't end up, playing in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, let alone winning either game.
Since we're going rookies, Jared Goff finally getting that opportunity to start for the Los Angeles Rams against the Miami Dolphins. I think they put him in a good position here today, to be honest with you, to get a win. It's definitely a winnable football game for the Los Angeles Rams and Jared Goff, but finally we see him take the field.
Yeah, and we're obviously not speeding here, so I don't want to talk about tapping the brakes or anything on this guy because we don't know what he's capable of, but I have very low expectations, and I think a lot of that just relates to Jeff Fisher. I mean, if you're the Los Angeles Rams ownership, just get rid of this guy. Move on from where 7-9 and 8-8 is, the approach that is acceptable for this Los Angeles football team. You're not hiding in the middle of Missouri anymore. You're on the West Coast. You're Los Angeles' football team. You're going to get a new stadium, and the NFL Network is going to build a studio around your stadium. You need to be more exciting than Jeff Fisher. I feel that Fisher is just a placeholder. I don't really care if Jared Goff plays this year or not. I think that he is going to be a great player. I just don't know if we're going to see it under the tutelage of mediocre Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is it's about time. You got this guy. You drafted him number one overall. And, look, Dak has had a lot of success. Let's give it a shot. It's time.
Absolutely. And it's not just them. I mean, it's that offensive line that's always been there. But, you need to have a little bit of talent there. I think that when they got rid of DeMarco Murray and decided that they were going to go running back by committee featuring Darren McFadden, it just didn't feel like it was going to work. I mean, you were going to see if Dallas was a system offense with a running game, or if DeMarco Murray had a little bit to do with it. And I think that both Murray a couple years ago and Ezekiel Elliott in the present tense have a lot to do with it. And, they're playing pretty good defense in Big D too.
Look, who's your MVP right now? Is it Ezekiel Elliott?
I think it has it.
The guy's played phenomenal. He's given them the balance that they've always needed there. Or is it Dak? He's played great too.
Are we just talking about the Cowboys? Because I think that I think Derek Carr definitely deserves a mention in this conversation. Because where are the Raiders without him?
Okay, I can agree with you there, but with all the hype and everything that's happened for Dallas, it's hard not to think that one of those two guys, at least right now, is not the front runner, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. And it'd be funny if they just throw the other a bone. Whoever doesn't get the MVP gets Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, good point. I mean, could they have co-rookie MVPs or co-rookies of the year if they don't wind up winning, too? I mean, to be honest with you.
I think that's a giant cop-out, but I think it's possible. And I never really get excited about NFL awards. It's just there's three or four. It's like the NBA. It's getting kind of crazy. Hopefully some teams emerge in these last couple of weeks of the season here.
hopefully some individuals emerge too, so that they can separate themselves and, you know, put themselves in a position. Otherwise, it honestly, man, at this point, it's like, to me, it's the Dak and Zeke show, and it's been that way for much of the season. These guys have taken the NFL by storm, and there's something to be said for rookies coming in and having the type of impact that they've had.
Seriously. Well, they were slotted into a great situation. I mean, you know, Romo.
I don't disagree, but man, it's
you have to be pretty.
That we see this.
I mean, Tony Romo, for all that we make fun of him, I mean, he's a pretty good quarterback. Those are some tough shoes to fill for Dak Prescott, and that's why I might give him the edge in the MVP talk.
Look, they're in rare air, both of these dudes, man. The way that they have impacted the game so dramatically coming right out of college. I mean, look, we know that the physicality was there for Zeke, okay? We didn't know that it was going to come together the way that it's come together for the Dallas Cowboys. There's no way that anybody could have. But with that being said, there's still a lot of football to be played. They got to go out there and play on Sunday. Nobody's going to hand them anything. They've had some close games. And I think that, to me, is where I've been most surprised and shocked at the way that Dak and Zeke and everybody else has handled the pressure. Because they just keep playing, man. It's like that they don't have any pressure. So, again, I give all the credit in the world to those guys on the field, because – I don't think that it's the great coaching in this situation, man. It's not the great coaching, dude.
Do you think that you have two
athletes making plays?
Do you think that you have two young, humble? Do you believe that you have those human beings that are just so humble that they are able to not read their own press clippings and get hung up on it? Or do you think that Jason Garrett and that atmosphere that exists with the Dallas Cowboys culture is contributing to them, you know, kind of keeping a level head, taking it one game at a time, and still taking the NFL by storm?
Dude, again, man, that's what I'm so impressed with, is the late ball game decision making, that unbelievable run by Zeke to close the game out. They weren't even trying to do that, you know. They're just trying to keep pushing the ball a little bit closer to give them an opportunity for the field goal. But there's Zeke, man, just busting it and getting in the secondary, and there's nobody there to take him down. And then we're talking about six. I mean, they're very good. At the end of the day, man, as hard as it is for me to admit it, these guys are good, that they're solid, and I don't think it's an aberration. I think that Zeke is going to be good for years, especially with that offensive line that you're talking about and the situation that they've put themselves in, or the Dallas Cowboys have put those two guys in to have success. Zeke is good. He's capable. He's shown us that. And with an offensive line like that, it really brings out the skill set that he has, because he can beat people with his feet like he has, and he can beat people with his arm. And I think that was the question mark with this guy more so than anything was, hey, we know he's got the feet, we know he's got the leg speed, we know he's got the foot speed, but does he have the touch? Can he make the throws? And he can make the throws. And that's what's really impressive to me about Dak.
It is. I mean, he's just been that dynamic player the entire time he's been there, and it's
a short time, though, and that's what I think we have to keep in perspective, man.
Well, speaking of short time, I want to get this in before we get out of here, that, you know, the loser in that game, you know, there are Steelers fans calling for the head of their head coach, and, you know, they don't fire head coaches in Pittsburgh, you know, in case you haven't been paying attention. But
I'll tell you who I'm calling for the head of. I'm calling for the head of Mike McCarthy if they don't turn this thing around.
If they lose to the Cleveland Browns, would you even entertain the idea of opening up the discussion about moving on from Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh?
Wow, man. I'll tell you what, I would take Tomlin in a heartbeat in Green Bay, and I think a lot of people would take Tomlin in a heartbeat.
Well, has he gone stale in Pittsburgh? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, that's a great point. That word is great, dude. Stale is a great point, because that's exactly what's happened in Green Bay. I don't think it's stale yet in Pittsburgh. I think there's a lot going on for them not having success. Big Ben not being in the lineup, not being totally healthy when he is in that lineup, probably, because we know how
they haven't replaced Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, that's true. On the defensive side of the ball, that they miss that guy that can go out there and make plays for them in the secondary. That's a great point. He was their guy. He was that defensive guy that could go out there and really shake it up. I totally agree with you. That's a great point. They don't have that. Offensively, though, they should be really good. And that I think that is sort of the surprising thing. But I don't think all the pieces have been there totally healthy yet either. We got to take a quick break, man. So let's get after it. We'll take a quick break. We got our final thoughts coming up on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Sorry, man. I was just getting caught up in the moment myself. Yeah, we're talking sports. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide low, looking right to left. See us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf and Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank our main man, Seth Marenblum, for checking in with us today, and obviously Scott for making it all possible. Jeff, go ahead, man. Parting shot time, brother.
Oh, parting shots. Let's see. Where am I at? I went to the Arizona Fall League Championship game yesterday and watched baseball for the last time all year. We didn't talk about baseball much on the show, but really inspiring season watching the Chicago Cubs win it all. Congratulations to them. My Indians, man, they'll be back next year. I'm already counting the days till pitchers and catchers report.
Oh, man, that's hysterical. Crazy. Anyways, my parting shot, once again, is a wake-up call, hopefully, to the Green Bay Packers, man. You have an opportunity. It's Sunday night football. You're going to Washington. you got to take them out and you got to be who you are, which is hopefully the best team, at least in the NFC, in the NFC North. And therefore, get yourself a W on the road. A couple guys back in that lineup, healthy. You need to get it done, man. I'm calling you out. Let's get it done, or it might be time for change and Fat Mike to leave the Wisconsin. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we are out of here. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.